Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Man, what's up, superstar? Both of y'all, you and BT, we both of you. Look at that. Look how lucky we are to get both of y'all at the same time on the same day.
Man, I am exhausted.
Yeah, we so lucky.
Oh. Hi, Mike.
What up, Kenesha?
What's how are good? You?
I'm good. How's everything with you? How's your daughter?
She's about to start karate. She got a karate assessment at 3 o'clock, so we're about to see.
Amazing.
Yeah,
what's up, Tahir? What's wrong?
What's on your couch?
Hilarious.
Oh, I've seen those in the prisons. They be getting it in with those. They do. My uncle had two.
Is that where your mind went first? All right, cool. That's telling on you, not me. Because all of us here are filmmakers, am I correct? So, you know, having a dummy out of
Mike,
the norm.
Mike, the type of films that everybody films is completely different. It could be, bro. Like,
to hear the type of films you film is the reason why you're thinking like this.
I initially thought it was a mannequin for like sewing and stuff, right? But then I looked at how limp this said mannequin slash dumpy was. I was like, oh no, that's a fuck on. That's a fuck on dummy right there. That's a fuck
so
around
do you
and get
wanna,
fucked.
Do y'all want to go with that for the show, or should I explain what y'all want to do?
No. Let's talk about how he's sitting first. Why that nigga sitting like, whoa, shit.
Holy shit, who is that?
What y'all don't realize, that's a real person.
That's Mike's roommate. That's who paid half the rent through OnlyFans.
That looked like the girl on Dare who tried weed. Remember it was
she deflated. Was deflated.
I was like, damn, I gotta try this weed.
That's this girl. Mike had some girl doing freaky shit down the stairs. She fell down the stairs. That's a cast.
Wait.
Or shine the body.
Why did you do that, Mike? Why?
I wanted to see how you look when you're at Diddy House. This is how you after he give you a little baby oil, that's how you be chilling. Like, I want to embody Pat right now.
Why did you really do that?
Do you really want to know, Pat? Because I feel like
I have to. Yeah. If that's going to be in the background the whole show.
I shoot everything myself, and I need focus sometimes to pull focus. So I need something to sit there where I'm going to be. And this is the best thing I could think of.
And relax you?
Well, you know what's crazy, Mike? I feel like just that half torso mannequin that they sell, the same places that they probably sold that. I feel like the half mannequin would have did it, Mike.
Half mannequin? No, on set they use a tennis ball for eyeline. You don't have to have a full body. You're clearly having sex with this thing. What are you talking?
A tennis ball was a great idea. I didn't even think about it.
Anything.
I tell you one thing. I know your white balance is gonna be off.
Literally anything would have worked.
Hey, that sounds better. Thanks for that. That's why we're here. You know, we got to communicate with each other.
Man, that
you
is
wanted
hilarious.
Something with a lower half. Clearly, you're having sex with
the epiphany. Oh, a tennis ball.
That is so small in comparison. Listen, that dummy is a security system. It's also the reason Mike can drive in the carpool lane.
Right.
It's a comforter. It's the big pillow. It's the big spoon.
Nah, flip it over. See if that the ass ain't torn the fuck out. The back of that thing is absolutely destroyed.
Bro, if I was to right cut there. A hole, it wouldn't have been in the back.
A tennis ball is hilarious because that's for sure what they use on Avengers, nigga. That's...
if it's good enough for Transformers, it's good enough for you.
I guess I can make it work.
Optimus Prime was a tennis ball. Hey, those videos are crazy because Shia LaBeouf was acting his ass off to a tennis ball. He was crying and like, come on! And it was just a tennis ball right here.
That's what I do with that. I think I have a bit more advantage, you know?
Oh, let me tell you something, Pat. My best auditions are the ones where I go full like a child and just full commitment and I'm just acting to nothing. But don't you put me in a room and there's people there, but I'm just by myself. Just, like,
so the audition for Sprite, you were talking to a tennis ball, man, instead of a Sprite can?
In there by myself.
He was talking
bro, a lot of times, when, especially if we get called in person, like if you submit virtually and they call you for an in-person audition, you use it might be one or two people in there, but sometimes, a lot of times, it's people watching on another camera. So you might see a screen of them, and they're giving you nothing. They could have loved you. Your performance could have been breathtaking. They're like, well, thanks for coming in today. You'd be like, what do you want from me?
Right.
What do you want from me? I can never get it right. They'll never give you anything. You never know if you book it.
That's funny. That's true.
I stopped believing. I just until I get a email.
Do y'all be seeing each other at auditions, or is it all digital now?
It's mainly digital until you get the call back.
Y'all still audition?
Yeah, I see people every now and then when I go in. And then when I walk into the room for commercials, they normally leave and shit. Shit kind of crazy.
Because they know you're going to get it.
It's kind of crazy.
Like, oh, BT's here.
They walk in.
They just walk out.
Let's just beat traffic.
I'll leave if I see BT with the role. He's been on, I'll be like.
It depends on what they're booking again. For.
If I was auditioning for like Buffalo Wild Wings and BT Kingsley walked in, I would just walk. I would just leave.
Anything unhealthy, Sprite, Cheetos.
Like, anything unhealthy.
I think I bombed the Arby's. Arby's audition after seeing BT.
Now, if it's an active clothing line or something like that, we all got a chance. Okay, we got a chance.
They hear maybe not you as much, okay?
Unless it's like velvet hoodies.
That's it.
Done with.
Yeah.
He got it.
He's a shuri. If it's velvet, if it's anything velvet or with shiny strings, we're out of here. What's up, Kanisha Beja? How you been, man? How you seeing you?
I'm good. We're never
new jean jacket. Who this?
So I'm listening.
BT called me to ask if the event was still going on. He called me at 1:42 in the morning. Now, mind you, I'm out of town, so I wasn't there anyway. But still, 1:42 in the morning, BT. The event ended at 2.
Everything ends at 2 out here, BT.
Nah, but all these events, yes, it might end at 2, but everybody's still going to the last song.
Right.
And then there's a spill out and a layover, like... We rushed over there and nobody was in there. I was like, something's going on.
Man, you know what it is? It'd be hard to get once people find out I'm not in town.
I know
they
it.
Walk in, do a walk around, and they walk out. So I couldn't.
Damn.
We're good fake it.
So it was an obligation show up.
Absolutely.
Nobody wanted to have fun. It was an obligation turn up.
I can't get them to stay when I'm not there. They'll walk in and see I'm not there, and they just leave out. And I just like
the niggas was like, "Tahir ain't here. We could go watch Squid Games,
man." You taking the night off, baby?
Niggas left at 8:45.
Man, that
and
was
we
crazy.
Rushed out of the venue too. I like these shirt sales. I was packing my stuff out. Like, yeah, let's get down there.
I'm just so like, sorry.
I do
an event in LA every 2 weeks, just a little kickback type thing at this venue, and it's usually a good time, but when I'm not there trying to get people to come and stay, it's crazy.
Yeah. We not showing up if you ain't there.
Your party, man. It feel weird. Be like I'm in your house and you ain't there.
Right.
But you were invited.
He's talking to people like, so how long you known Tahir? It's like, nigga, I know you. I know you though. Yeah, how long you been rocking with Tahir?
But I know you is crazy.
I've known you for 5 years. Yeah.
What's you introduced me to Tahir. You, nigga.
You've been on damn internet. You scary though. Yeah, but who are you?
That's so stupid, man. All right, well, that's about as good spot as I need to jump into the first topic of the day. Before we do, a special shout out to our special guest in the building, ladies and gentlemen. We got Mr. Mike Dam back right now. New video out. Make sure y'all are checking that out, streaming that, and listen to the music everywhere you can. Listen to the music. Also, Mr. B.T. Kingsley is taking a break for his worldwide tour. Make sure y'all tap in with him because he got the Kingsley crew and the big event is coming up in July, I believe, which he'll talk about more. And we also have Miss Kenesha Buss back on the show. Always a pleasure to see her. She got some new stuff coming up, though. I think she might be stepping out on her own tour as well. Lil Bird kind of told me. But ladies and gentlemen, shout out to the OG crew. We got Patrick Cloud in the building, and I'm to hear more. We're going to jump into this first topic right after this. First topic of the day, we have, would you rather have a bionic arm versus a bionic leg?
One?
Just one. You don't have a set. It's just one. You're either Bucky or I can't think of anybody with the bionic leg.
But now the bionic arm or leg, it enhances stuff?
Yeah, so
both
strong.
Both of them have to.
Yeah, strong. It's faster if you're running. I just don't know how you would run with one bionic leg. You would just be like skipping or hopping, I guess.
Well, you could, that is true. You could use that to power off. You know, that could be like your strong leg.
Like a jump.
Jump off, yeah, like a jump.
You put the bad leg on a skateboard and the bionic your ass with the other one.
Come on, hey, listen, now you talk. Now you cooking with some fucking grease. You understand me?
Just don't run on no gravel. You can't, you know, someone want to get away from you.
You have a powerful kickoff leg.
You also might have to put a strap on that skateboard. If you're going that fast, you gotta put your foot inside of
that. Right. Yeah. You gotta Iron Man that thing.
Yeah.
You put one roller skate on.
Yeah. You could do that.
That wouldn't help.
Or you can get on a bike and just pedal with one leg hella quick.
Oh.
Ooh.
You'll be out of there.
You're moving, baby.
What would you do with the other leg? Can that
just
work?
Have it out like a kickstand.
Yeah, I guess so.
unless it got a booster on it, you can fly or some shit.
What's that?
Well, I mean, your hands have muscle memory, and your feet, I mean, they do too, but like it's not as much. It's usually just like running, jumping, kicking. I feel like that would be easier to replace than a hand that you taught how to do for 30 plus years. You know, like that's hard to, like, you would have to start all over with a bionic arm. It might be stronger, but skills. Yeah, it's not, not going to know how to play your, like, you know, play anything or like use a remote, brush your teeth.
That's not true for everything. That's why I would pick the hand, but that,
you
know.
What do you mean?
For woman purposes, when you're alone, I feel like the bionic hand would take it up a notch.
You can't turn it off.
Right. You could program it for the perfect nigga. You could be like, all right, tonight I want it to be Mike.
And then it don't turn off and you finger yourself to death. The detective finds you, the arm's still going, you dead.
There with a smile on your face.
Imagine not knowing the strength and the grip. Of your
hand. That's way worse for dude.
You just rip it off on the first stroke. You don't even get a chance to like perfect it. First stroke. Just...
Oh my God, I'd be so mad.
You know that bionic arm uncomfortable as hell to sleep on.
Oh.
That's true.
Might be heavy too.
Unless you can take it off at night.
Probably be able to take it off. And you probably have a little sleeve on it, a little cooling fan on it and stuff.
Right.
It should come with all these things that the regular arm can't do.
Right.
Right, that's true. It could, it damn near could do security. You put it on sentry mode while you sleep. It's looking around.
It's also a good arm for your girl. It could, you can put it in cuddle mode, and it won't get tired. It'll hold
it won't
you
get
tired.
Sore.
Yeah, hold you up. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that, would you? Would you?
On a park
how would y'all feel
you
about?
You know how uncomfortable that's gonna be.
If how would y'all feel about embedding like AI into that bionic arm or leg?
Of course.
So it's
I wouldn't
you
want it any
it.
Less. Yeah, I wouldn't
of
want
course.
Any less.
Mm-hmm.
I'd want to be like
y'all hand gonna choke y'all in y'all sleep. I still don't trust that. Actually,
that's true. That's true.
Some of the
not
shit
if you
that
have
y'all
a foot.
Have y'all hand.
You should be able to. Okay, yeah, you're right.
Come on, almost... cousin Ed, Adam's family, them hands be helpful.
Listen, I know. But imagine you just made that hand do this for an hour, right? And he wanted to bid stop. Now he got AI, and as soon as you go to sleep, this is what you feel around your neck. You did.
He don't know
it's
I like that,
do.
Though. So now I'm turning the hand right back on.
So like, hey, you want to go you again? Go back to masturbation mode? Like, ooh.
Hey,
the other hand takes this part. Well, your foot can't kill you in your sleep. You're not that
right.
Flexible.
Yeah, that's
wow, I've been trying
that's
to
true.
Think of reasons to go with the foot. I just, you know, your jump
kickball.
Crazy. You could jump
soccer.
Off one leg though.
Jump and yeah. Run.
Yeah.
So what you gonna?
You do a lot of Superman landings. I mean, superhero landings. You would be
yeah,
able to nail those.
Nah, you need two legs for a landing.
No, you just come down with like the strong leg, and boom. Then when you go down, you go into like the Spider-Man. So this leg,
the other leg will be shattered.
That's what I'm saying. You one leg first. You got a one leg like how Superman.
That's not a
off.
Super. You're landing like a flamingo. That's not a superhero landing.
No,
but you should be able to
land like this.
Maybe it has like some little jets underneath.
Oh, I see where you're at, Terry. You're talking full Black Widow, one knee with your knee, and then your other leg. Gotcha.
That's a superhero landing. Your other leg's still gonna get crushed in that.
Yeah.
It should have some boost to when you're falling down.
You got
some air.
You got to do it.
Okay, that's an Iron Man landing. That's different.
Okay, so imagine Karate Kid when he did the crane kick, right? So boom, you do the jump. Now you come down with the landing, have this leg absorb everything, and then you slowly come down like, yeah, like that. Like
it's not how gravity
it's more
works.
Majestic. It's like,
that's not gravity. Your other leg will immediately go down and get smacked.
Well, we clip this.
You put that one in the bag.
Right, but Pat, when we clip this, when you're doing that, we want to put, she was a fairy. Yeah.
It got to be full screen though, too. Take us out of it. Take all context out of it. Just make it seem like he was doing like that by
himself.
He was
a fairy.
With a fatty.
Oh my god, yeah,
bro! I saw
take me
you
out of
doing
that
in the club. I say this is the dumbest shit I ever seen in my life.
I hate it.
We was in that was out was the same. I don't remember what club that was. And they would do it. I was like, wait, they actually do this in the club?
Are
they being turned into the Karate Kid?
I've never seen it.
I've never seen it. I never will.
Ain't that crazy how like you you get to a certain age group and this other age group and all the things that they're doing sometimes goes completely under the radar. I didn't even know. I didn't know it was a real song until like last week.
Yeah.
People
really?
Singing the beat. Had no idea, bro.
You never seen it on TikTok or anything, or like girls doing.
I don't be on TikTok like that. TikTok, because I can't get the algorithm. I literally would go on there and post whatever video I made for the day for all the other platforms, post it, and then I leave. So I'll be on TikTok like that.
TikTok's great.
Yeah,
everybody,
I believe it.
Time over there.
I like TikTok.
I can't get with it. I can't figure it out. So I'm resentful. I'm like, oh, fuck TikTok. Oh, my mom. I was the only one rooting for them to like go get take it down. I was like, yeah, shout for that shit. Nigga, I don't give a fuck.
Haters. Haters.
How old are you?
I couldn't say it. Look, I couldn't say it public because I had friends that was about to lose jobs. But I was like, I don't give a fuck. Fuck TikTok.
He was a hater.
He was a hater.
Bro said I couldn't figure it out, so I hope it goes away.
And you have a
TikTok, geometry, it don't matter. Get all of it out of here. I can't figure it out, get it out of here.
I'm confident that you're raising our future. I am confident.
Hey man, listen, I got one kid. She's 19. We donezo for the most part right now. You know what I mean? Like we did okay.
She got a whole life ahead of her though.
I'm saying true, but at a certain point, like kids just be needing you for money and a little advice. But and like advice, as far as raising, yeah, as far as raising, oh, I think I'm good. I did my duty.
Yeah. I did my big one. I don't know. I think with the why we always think we superheroes as soon as we get something bionic. What's the regular life?
That's what I was saying. Like, y'all not playing no sports.
They could get a little superpower. Now I got to go fight crime.
No.
Yeah.
Because I'm not.
But
with
I,
BT, like, so with the bionic leg, you would go from your speed now to regular speed. So that would just basically put you up to how we regularly run. It's not going to bump you up to like Captain America speed. It's just going to get you up to regular where you should be.
Right. you run an 8.5 in the 40. You know what I'm saying? Like most... I don't want to jump. If you're telling me I can start dunking again, then I'll be like, hey, man, this is going to get that leg going, baby. I'll fuck right
really?
Sciatic in the goddamn bionic leg. How high does the leg go? You gonna have a bionic butt cheek? That's part of the leg. Are you gonna have a full bionic butt cheek?
That's what I'm saying. I feel like you're gonna affect the other parts of your body. Your other parts of your body gonna be too weak to support that leg.
Here's my thing. I would go with the arm more because I feel like it's obviously way more useful than just the day-to-day stuff, but also you being an old man with one strong arm, I think it's less shocking and awing than you being this 75-year-old man with this amazing leg for kickball and soccer. Like, I don't see life being anything different.
Wait, what do you mean? Old people, first of all, the first thing that goes that they notice is their mobility. So if you have a bionic leg, you'll be like 80, 90, still walking around.
Doing what? Doing what?
One leg?
Hanging with your friends?
Game playing ball.
Hanging with your friends who all are in wheelchairs or soccer?
Right. What you going to be doing?
Why is no mobility better just because you old?
It's not about no mobility, but you got more use to the arm as you get older. You can still do shit with the arm.
You're going to be doing that shit in a wheelchair, though.
Hey,
that's all right though, but you don't need nobody pushing.
You don't need nobody. Yeah.
No, Kanisha, you be spinning in circles because only one of your arms is fast. So you just going in circles.
Nigga, if it's a bionic arm, I had that bitch going behind my back like a windshield wiper hitting both wheels at the same time. We're good. It's a bionic arm.
Programming. I think the arm is better. I feel like I could make dinner hella faster, snatch my kid up quicker. Like, it's so many things you could do with the arm.
Snatch my kid up quicker.
Get your ass up here. Because she going to get older and might try to test me. Bitch, mommy got that bionic. You don't want this. You know, I'm about to put her in karate.
But you could kick her with a bionic leg, too.
This is dead. If you choke her with the arm a little bit, she gets the picture. You kick her with that leg, she's dead. Okay.
And look, when I'm shooting, I could stay where I'm at, have my arm extend out, focus for me, so that way I don't have to have a sex dog.
When you're shooting?
When I'm shooting.
I'm such a frat boy. I'm sorry.
Wow, Kanisha. Grow up, guys.
You said sex dog. I mean,
right? We never said sex doll. You guys said sex doll.
Oh, hey, none of us ever said that, man.
Oh, watch you clip that part. Yeah, you're gonna cut that part out.
I don't think we ever said that.
The thing is that if it wasn't a sex doll, it would have just been folded up somewhere. The fact that it's comfortable, it looks like it just got done fucking.
Why'd
you make it comfortable?
Pat, before you came on, he was smoking. That's how we do, because I kept seeing smoke coming through.
Mike was wiping it down.
Got to clean you up.
The worst part about it. They don't say nothing, but then you got to do everything afterwards.
You were getting a warm towel for it? It looks like it's waiting for one.
That's usually what happens with real people. The real girl.
He said like this, like, shh. 5 minutes ago, he's going to give me that cup of water, boy.
Yeah. It looks like it's waiting for this to be over. Right. Like, all right, you got till 1 p.m., my nigga.
Look. You invite me over here, then you want me to be quiet in the background. This shit crazy to me. This shit crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy to me. What type of nigga invite you over, have you get naked, and then just sit there? What type of nigga, bro?
Hey, what would we do as a collective if that nigga just got up and walked out of the room?
I'm close, bro.
And what if I was just chilling?
Hey, yo.
I don't want to be a witness to that type of evil, my boy. Even if I'm still watching it.
Bro, your picture's like, nigga, the thing got up and walked.
So yeah, I'm like, Tahir, did you see that? I'm like,
nope.
See nothing. See what? I'm going to watch the whole time, and I'm just not going to let y'all know I'm watching.
See, you know it's gonna be crazy if he just go back and we realize that's just a screen filter and that was never. I was like, hey, why'd you pick that? Why'd you pick that as your screen?
Psychopath. All of this was premeditated.
This is a background the whole time.
Yeah, I'm really in a warehouse.
Good idea for a prank, actually.
I'm thinking this arm is the way I gotta roll with this one though. Especially if the arm or the leg is, if you could like pick like three things to add on, I would want a grappling hook. Goddamn me.
These are options. Grappling
hook. I was just saying if you could have it. If you get a bionic arm, you gotta look bread.
Yeah, so, if it's nanotech, it could just change into shit.
Oh, so we're talking about fake stuff. Okay.
Well, I mean, the bionic.
Sky's the limit.
Because prosthetics arms, their whole focus is just to do what an arm does.
Right. Yeah, well, right. But we ain't been talking about that the whole time. We've been talking bionic the whole time, bro. We talked about bionic.
I'm talking about Inspector Gadget type arm. I need clippers in my arm.
You clippers? Just giving yourself a haircut?
See what I'm saying?
Mike bald. He's bald. Why would he?
Can I get there? I was gonna say it.
The wizard's like, you sure? All you want is clippers? You can have anything.
I can put a flamethrower in there. Flamethrower, grappling hook.
Nah. Just some Andis shears.
That's crazy wasteful.
I don't know how bad people would be.
I love it as a threat. I love the bionic as a threat. Like we have a regular what? Nope.
It pans strong.
Would you have to cock your arm like if it had a gun element? Would you have to cock it by like doing your arm like this, or would you want to have to like do that? Like, well, how would you want to cock
this?
Your
is head? Way worse.
That was crazy. The second one.
Pumping your arm.
We got a problem.
That doesn't even like mean anything.
Roman Reigns.
That's what he does.
Yeah, Roman Reigns cocks his arm before he does a fist punch. His move is punching you.
I think it'd be hella cool to go like this.
He run across the ring and do like this. That's his big finisher.
That's a wrestler.
Yeah, Roman Reigns. He was champion for it's The Rock's like nephew or some shit.
Oh, for word.
He's about like to play Akuma, ain't he?
He do right. He do like this, and he punch the ground, and he run across the room.
Yo, oh, wrestling so wait, got the best storylines, bro.
That those posts I was seeing about people getting casted for the Street Fighter movie, that's real.
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, word.
The Rock is Balrog. It's looking like Roman Reigns is Akuma. Jason Momoa is Blanca. And I think
the whole Samoan movie.
You said what?
It's a whole Samoan movie. Why is nobody else in here?
No, I mean, there's some Asians too.
They got Ken as an Asian.
The weird thing is Andrew Schultz is Ken, not Ken, Dan, which is like.
Okay. That one, that's the one that threw, that's why I thought it was fake, because I saw that one before everything else. Right. I was like, Andrew Schultz is Street Fighter like, character.
Does he know karate? You kind of have to know, you kind of have to at least be buff. Right. I don't know if 50 Cent knows boxing.
Actually, I think Andrew Schultz is like I think he's a boxer. I don't think he's I don't know if it's martial arts, but I think he boxes.
Really?
Yeah, word is he nice with his hands too.
Oh, okay. Wow.
That'll be cool.
BT, why are you drinking bomb shelter water? That shit big as hell. Niggas drinking emergency rations. That's for our family.
A bottle of water got a flashlight taped to the side of it.
Nigga was like, I think he's a boxer.
Ain't no cups in my house, man.
It's, wow. That's for a family.
You don't have cups in your house?
Hey, man.
No.
All rations.
No. Don't do that, BT. As men, we got to stop doing that. No. For what? To drink out of. What do you mean? What if you have a guest? What do you want? You're going to give them the bottle to drink to?
Open. Oh.
This man got a loose Taco Bell cup. You think somebody want to drink out of that?
Come on, Roger.
What's the Taco Bell large slurpee?
What's the appropriate age to throw away in plastic cups for like gas stations and 7-Elevens?
22, man. You just got to stop that after college.
All right, cool. I got two more years in.
I never saved those. I only saved it if it was like an amusement park cup with Wolverine on it. I didn't just save the Taco Bell cups.
Yeah. What's your first thought? You go over to somebody's house at our age right now. You go over to somebody's house, they offer you something to drink, and come back with a Taco Bell cup full of water and ice.
No lid on it. I just saw a post
where somebody was offered a mayonnaise jar with some drink in it, and it still had the Best Foods mayonnaise light on it. It was just washed out. I feel like, no, I'm not drinking that. But you clearly don't take hygiene into account when you're doing stuff. So
you don't care about anyone else. You don't care about anyone else. And that's fine. Exactly. You see what I'm saying? Like my house, I'm going to give you a nice glass, my best glass, because that's what I thought about that. I was like, yo, when someone come over, I want them to have a nice glass.
But if I want a bottle of water.
Then a bottle of water.
Not a jug
that I was drinking, that you were drinking out of previously.
Yeah.
I got those.
BT would hand somebody this and they'd be like, nigga, is this more than halfway drunk?
You'd be like, yeah, the last person left it.
BT the type of nigga to tell you he washed the water out before he gave it to you.
There you go.
Dang,
I washed that water this morning. That's good water. That nigga's so disrespectful. All right, well, let's put it to a vote, man. Bionic arm versus bionic leg. What are we going with?
I'm going with arm.
Arm.
Stop trying
to make it work, BT. There's no good reason to go with the leg, bro.
I'm going to the NBA with the highest vert in the league. I'm gonna just make my money. You know what I'm saying?
And you can literally go to soccer. I joined soccer.
You literally can go to the Major League Baseball and just dominate. That's all you would have to do.
But that's it.
And they pay. They do the most payouts. Get a 1-year contract. Get your money and get the fuck up out of there.
And that's all I need. Now I'm gonna go live a regular life with this heavy ass leg.
But you still got to be in. You still not. And this ain't no direct comment toward anyone. But you still got to be in shape to have.
No,
to
run.
Yeah, you do.
No, I can jog down, and then I'm gonna stand there. They're gonna throw me the ball. I'm gonna step on that leg. I'm gonna go so high. Oh, man, that's cheating.
And then you realize you can't shoot.
You know what? I'm an arm. Because I can shoot it, too. I could just program it for shooting. I didn't even think about that.
And you go airball, and they're going to be like, this nigga thought he thought a bionic arm was just going to make him have a jumper.
He on the NBA court. He on the NBA court still with the velour sweater on. Completely forgot he didn't know how to shoot.
The ball's going to go through the ceiling of the Staples Center. Just like,
the release is going to be too slow. Have you seen the robot shoot the ball?
Right.
Yeah. Hey, trash. No swag.
Hey, go in. It takes forever to load up.
And every position you are on the court, that's different. You got to program it for that shot. So then how long you going? How much time you got for that?
Oh, I'm never crossing half court. They're going
to
pass me
the ball. Y'all trying to kill his dreams any way necessary.
Arm, shoot,
We just wanted to see the air.
You're not going to the NBA, BT.
Don't even said that you would be in the Special Olympics. You would be in. You would be in the Special Olympics this whole time, so you'd be dominating that.
BT, you'll never make it in sports. Okay.
That's crazy that I can't go to the NBA, but y'all can be superheroes. That's crazy to me.
No one. No, we never said we wanted to do that.
I said I wanted to cut hair.
He set the bar really low.
Trash,
yeah, yeah, yeah. He set the bar really low.
I just want to put my camera in focus without a doubt.
That nigga got a bionic arm and did something he could have done now. I think he just cut. I got to cut hair.
Just easier. It's all about life being easier. It's a little easier.
Funny.
Okay, I'm going with bionic leg. Definitely.
Bionic leg.
Who's my hands know how to do stuff. Leg?
Oh, huh? Man, this nigga right here. Anyway, man. And Ganesha, what you doing?
I'm doing the arm all day.
Doing that, yeah, okay. Sticking to my hands on how to do stuff.
Pat just want to be the best hacky sack player.
Last kid.
He's trying to go back to high school and play hacky sack.
That nigga, now he's just trying to get his yoga page popping. That nigga gonna have that leg going crazy.
Kick off your shoes and relax your leg.
That nigga Pat gonna be in the desert stretching his ass off. Y'all
do a half split.
Daddy season year round. That's what.
Why are y'all so willing to lose all the stuff you know how to do with your hands, though?
I don't know how to cut hair.
And if we're talking about bionic, then we're talking about they probably like manipulated to get it connected to your nerve ending. So you're going to have the same movements with that you would have with your regular hand, your regular arm. Like the newer ones, like you can do, they pick up pencils and all of that type of stuff. So that's the technology we have right now.
Dominant hand. And then because your right hand does the most anyway, just put it on your less dominant hand and then you solve the problem.
There you go. There you go, Pat. You just want to be different, man.
I feel like a bionic leg would be better for everybody, literally. You could be faster. You don't have to relearn anything.
You can't be faster because you still got to have endurance.
Yeah, you got to have two bionic legs to be that much faster. All you can do is jump.
If the leg make you fly, I'm going with the leg.
Well, flying, you would be off balance because it would only be like one, like, you know how like when Iron Man would be malfunctioning and it only be coming out of one hand? Or right. One leg, he'd be like all over the place.
You ain't got to fly that high. You learn eventually.
No.
10 feet. I don't need to be 10 feet to get
on. You have to stand on your other foot. You have to stand on the bionic foot so you can take off like balance. And then hold your arms out like that.
That's not how weight distribution works, though.
And then you got to balance. And that's not as easy as you think it is.
No. That's what I'm trying to tell Pat, man. Come on over to this arm, brother.
No one said anything about flying until just now. So I'm gonna stick with the bionic leg.
All right, so we got two legs, we got three arms. The arms got it on that one, man. We're gonna jump into this next topic right after this.
Sorry.
Next topic of the day, we have: would you rather live somewhere where it's constantly snowing versus constantly raining?
Constantly snowing. I love snow.
I'm from Seattle. I've already done right. One of these options.
Yeah.
Constantly raining. Do you hate it though, or do you not mind it?
I didn't know. Because I grew up there, I didn't know what people. It didn't bother me. I used to barbecue in the rain, do all that. I didn't realize how much it rained until I moved to LA.
Did barbecues in the rain?
Yeah, we used to barbecue in the rain. Everything. Yes.
How is that possible?
What do you mean? How is it possible?
You just have it. You have it. You have the grill somewhere where it's not getting rained on, but it's raining.
Hold on. Why can we hear you? They just went to the party.
Okay, so maybe you're thinking storm rain all the time, but when it doesn't always storm rain, but lightly raining, you can still barbecue in the rain.
With a cover over the barbecue, or like literally like the rain falling onto the barbecue?
No, you have the cover, and when you take the cover off the flip, of course, a little bit of rain is getting in there, but it's no different than when you're spraying the meat, you know, when the coals are hot. It's no different. Now, I'm not in a tsunami barbecuing, but light rain and stuff like that, we used to barbecue here. There's no, it's not a difference.
I've never seen that in my life, a barbecue in the rain. In LA, if it rains, barbecue's done.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, no, Seattle, there's different variations of rain, so... It right.
And it depends
me.
On where you
in
got
the
that
club,
grill
the
at,
little
too.
dresses getting drenched in the rain. Like, we just are used to the rain. But also,
They
I
are,
went to
bro.
school, it snowed half the year, and we still kicked it in the snow. So either one, I've lived both.
I'm
so.
Cool on the snow. I don't like cold. So I've been in hot rain, but I ain't never seen no hot snow.
Yeah. That seems impossible.
I mean, I've seen it change.
It seems.
I remember one time it rained in Dallas. I mean, it snowed in Dallas, and it was like fully up to the door, 2-3 feet. And then it all of a sudden it was hot, but the snow was leaving as it got hot. But I mean, it was immediately hot the next day, and it was like gone.
Yeah,
I
mean, I've been in places where it was hot and snow was on the ground. I've never been anywhere where it was actively snowing and hot.
Right.
I mean,
right.
But
right.
But raining is completely different. You go to Miami, it'd be like 100 degrees and storming.
Yeah.
I don't know. See, this is a tough one for me because like snow. You like BTC, that cold you got to deal with, right? But it's also bright. So it's like, at least you're getting that sunlight and then it's reflecting off the snow. When it's raining and damp and gloomy, it's just, it's hard sometimes. Like on those days where it's hard to be motivated or get out of the bed, it's extra hard when you're staying in a place that's constantly raining, I feel like.
Yeah. I don't know, bro. I like the... Have rain, I'd be definitely more inclined with the rain. That snow is, for it to be cold all the time, and I got to hear it crunch up under my shoes. Ugh.
And you got
and
a chance
you can
to
drive
slip
in
in.
The snow in the rain. Like, you can't drive in the snow.
Yeah, you can't drive in the snow.
You
like
don't
that.
Like the sound of walking through snow?
No.
I love it.
No, that freaks me out.
What about like if you're walking through like a forest in the fall and there's all the crunchy leaves?
No, that don't bother me at all. It's literally that ice in... That crunchy ice under your shoe feeling. I don't like that shit. I know I'm not
like
the only one, too. It's like nails
nah,
on top.
Nah. Yeah.
Damn.
It's so many pros and cons with both. I'm
right.
Sorry, go get
but you can do
it.
More in the rain. Snow will shut down a whole city. You know what I'm saying? Snow is more dangerous to drive. It's more dangerous to do anything in the snow. And you can possibly be stuck in the house forever. Mm-hmm. The rain, you can do everything pretty much in the rain.
Still,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I hate, though, a good point for snow, well, a good point for rain is, like, if you got the right gear on, you got galoshes and raincoat, you make it back in, take that off, and you're dry and you're good. When you're cold, it takes a minute for you to warm up, right? Even if you take the cold clothes off, put something else on, still take a minute for you to warm up. However, if you don't have the right clothes and you're in that rain, you like it's, this is how you start your day. You're going to be wet all day long. And I hate having wet clothes on me. Big,
Kenesha,
wet
socks are the worst. Oh, my God.
Kenesha
yeah,
always
socks.
What?
Wet socks would just be wild all day. No, I can't do it.
Yeah,
but
being wet
but the snow,
worse.
The snow can get your stuff wet, too.
That's true.
It can. It can, but like you got to get it inside of there. I feel like you're less like, unless you fall, I feel like you're less likely to get snow inside like your pants or your shirt or your jacket or something like that to get wet.
One puddle of rain, that's a wrap. Somebody drive by and hit you with that rain, it's over.
Ooh.
Y'all ever fell in a pile of snow and you didn't have the right clothes on?
No. Hilarious.
I don't make sense.
I think that's all the time, though. Do you always have? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying to think of what the actual right clothes is. When we went to school, I went to college, it snowed half the year, and you had regular stuff on, and you would fall. You'd be in random snowball fights out of nowhere, everything. So I don't. It's like, it just happens.
I have a bunch of snow clothes. I like the snow.
But Pat, you really love the snow, though. You'll like travel to go to snow.
Right.
Yeah, that's like one thing I learned was like, since I'm from LA, they don't have any actual snow clothes out here. Like, they'll sell them, but they're not really good. And I learned that when you go to someplace like super cold that snows a lot, you're not supposed to bring snow clothes. You're supposed to go there and then buy them there because they sell the stuff that they're used to. So now I have like super insulated pants, jackets. Like I can survive. Where I went was like single digits, like in terms of like degrees. It was like I think 8
Hell
degrees.
No.
So
the coldest I've been is -14. So that's
really fucking cold.
And you have to let the pipes go on because everything will freeze. So you have to let it slow drip.
Always drip.
And I remember it burns. The like the it you have to have everything covered when it's that cold because any part of skin, that snow burn is the absolute worst.
Where was you? Where were you, Kenesha?
It was negative 14.
Washington State University, Wazoo. It snows half the year. So it's really cold half the year. We have heated sidewalks and everything. The entire campus is heated sidewalks, everything. But yeah, it's so that you can get to
heated sidewalks?
The entire university, the sidewalks are heated because it snows half the year. And then the other half of the year is like 110 degrees. It's very
one of those. That sounds awful.
It does. Bro, I was in Tacoma 2 weekends ago. And it was gloomy as hell. And somebody was like, yeah, man, it might be kind of hard to get people coming to the show, man, with it being summertime and all. People like to be out in the sun. I'm like, what sun? Nigga, it was gloomy the whole time. They had the nerve to be selling sunblock next to the register at the hotel. Who is this for? Is this for when we leave as we're checking out? There was no sun. It only didn't rain one day. Every Friday and Saturday it rained. Sunday was the only day it didn't rain. It was just overcast, but it was overcast all day.
Right.
I was like, how was this summer?
Once it hits 70 degrees, baby, it's we turned up.
They turned up too. I went to Keys on Maine for the dueling piano, hung out there. They was having a blast, but man, not outside.
In Houston, it used to rain on like one side of the street. Like you'd be on the freeway and this traffic, it'd be raining and it'd be full sunshine.
That's crazy.
It's freaky.
Nature's wild.
If the city is set up to allow rain so there ain't no flooding and shit, rain don't bother me at all.
Right.
Yeah, rain, man. You can still once you get used to rain, you just go about your day the way you should. You don't really stop anything.
Oh, you're from Miami, right?
Yeah.
When it rains here, I'd be all in the rain. You miss the rain. I'm like, oh my God, finally,
when you're driving, you do with people driving in the rain, and that's annoying as fuck.
I hate driving
in the
rain. The rain makes people
the people driving in the rain, I hate it. I hate them.
But that's here.
Automatically, in LA traffic, when it's raining, they'd be like, oh. Like, bro, drive
snow automatically makes you slow down way more than rain does because you know you're even less control when it comes to snow. But rain, people be feeling like if it's not raining hard that they still can drive like their regular style. Like, bro,
and no, it takes an extra 5 seconds to stop in the rain.
Yeah,
but that's what everybody thinks.
Everybody drive in the snow if it's black ice or you know it's snowing or the roads might be icy. Everybody driving slow. When it's raining, you got two people, either somebody driving way too fast in the rain or somebody doing 30 on the freeway like, bro, it ain't raining that hard, bro.
Right. especially out here. That's exactly how it is.
It's like, bro, just drive, bro.
People still, like in LA, people still tailgate people in the rain, like knowing that they can't stop that fast. They're still on people and it'll be like fully storming.
Which is crazy to me because LA is a no contest. That we like if you hit somebody from the back, you're automatically at fault. Mm-hmm. So people doing that in the rain, knowing that, is crazy to me. What's wrong with you?
Is that only in LA? I thought that was just a common law.
Nah, it's California, but it's not. It's not in every state like that. In LA, I mean, in California, that's a law. That's a state law. If you're hit from the back, you automatically assume fault.
Someone hit me from the back the other day and just took off.
Hey, yo. No,
that's bro. That nigga sitting right there. That nigga sitting right there.
He didn't say somebody.
That nigga say, wow, somebody. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Somebody in an all-white outfit.
They took off?
Look.
Crazy like, how y'all brought that back to that. It's crazy how y'all just...
Mike Dale had his clothes like this. Like, you're just leaving? You're just gonna leave,
Pat. How does it feel to throw the jokes that are told to you on me? How does that feel?
No, don't try to ping pong back to me.
Yes, I am. You're damn right, I am.
let's put it to a vote, man. Y'all going to somewhere where it constantly rains or constantly snows? What y'all doing?
Snow,
man. Rain. If I'm in the house, either way. Hey, bro, give me that snow. I'm not dealing with no people driving.
I think I might take the snow, too. I think the I don't know. Like being stuck in the house when it's raining is different because rain will give you that good sleep. I ain't never equated good sleep to like snow. I feel like I might be a little bit more active. I'll just be intentional about leaving the house. The rain, I always want to stay in the house.
Bro, I can't. The thought of people just on the road driving in the rain in LA, hell no.
I won't leave the house if I don't have
to. We all got to drive slow and safe. Okay. If I want to drive regular and you either doing too much or not doing enough, I'm going to be annoyed all the time.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Give me that snow, baby. Give me that snow.
No.
Yeah. Pat, you said rain?
Rain.
Snow, for sure.
Okay. Kenesha?
Rain. I'm going home.
Okay. All right. Two rains, three snows. The snows got it on that one, baby. We're going to jump into this last topic right after this. Final topic of the day we have, would you rather spend a full day with your future self versus your past self?
Future self, for sure.
What the, yeah, for sure?
For sure.
Because you already know your past self. Like, I already know what I did. I got to see what I'm getting ready to do. Like, I already know all that. Why would
What if I go back? What if I go to talk to my past self and I tell him something that's going to happen? He's like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to kill him. What the fuck you mean? I don't know what I'm talking about, nigga. You so damn stupid. You're going to be like, oh, shut up, man. You a hater. Like, yo.
You're like, I'm in jail. We thought it was a mannequin, but it was a man.
But it's you, so you don't think you would have listened to you?
You ain't gonna believe you.
I might not, and it's gonna piss me off.
Oh, so you from the future? Okay. What's my birthday? You tell him.
Man, I like sci-fi, so I would for sure listen to myself.
Yeah.
What would be a test you would give yourself to make sure, like? Not us going back. If we were just now and us from the future came back and was like, yo, I'm you from the future. What would be a test you would give them to make sure that it was really you and not some clone?
They got to give me a specific date.
Oh, okay.
What you mean?
Yeah, but something that happened on a specific date, like something in that maybe a traumatic time in my life. Like, yo, I know this happened on this day while I was dealing with this. What happened on this date? Because like I remember stuff like from when I was having a kid when I was 14, or when my best friend got killed in my house. Like I know certain things connected to those dates. I'd like, tell me what happened on this day. It would have to be something traumatic that only I would know.
I would say, what did Cam do in sixth grade on the first day of school?
What did he do?
Well, I can't tell you because what if my future comes?
Yeah,
back?
Yeah.
Something else.
Working with the ops, bro. Working with the ops.
You can just say something else.
It won't be true. I can't do that.
Hey, Pat, working with the ops, bro. We try to work with your future self to get
nigga the future ops.
You in the Matrix or something?
All right. They send the messages back like in Tenet. They said.
But wait,
tomorrow I'm going to get this letter for yesterday.
If you meet your future self,
right?
Yeah.
See, this is really a question of laziness. So if you meet your past self, right, you can tell yourself something from the past to make your future or your current amazing. If you meet your future self can tell you something, but then you got to do the work.
True. Very true.
Hey, like, listen, just read hella books.
Just read these 72 books.
That was the only thing holding you back was not reading.
You obviously never talked with BT before. I heard him say fuck books.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's
going to talk to your past self. Where did you go?
Yeah, I gotta go do all the work if he comes to the future. But or he could might be telling me something very important that I need to avoid.
Yeah, that's the big thing. Is like it. We're all thinking that some ultra successful person is gonna come back and be like, "This is all you need to do." What if it was like a bum? Like a bum version of you and just like, yo, you fucked everything up because of this, 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 and this. That's important too.
Right.
But what if you go to the future and it's a bum and then you're like, and he's like, bro, don't date that girl.
That's what I'm saying.
you gladly come back and not date that girl.
Right. But if what you if go you back already to your past, you can ruin who you are. Because I'm sure we're all happy and love who we are. If you go back to your past and start changing things, what right. you have and the things that have happened in your life may no longer be there. And so you run the risk of losing things that you don't want to lose or love.
Yeah,
because, way more to lose going back right. as opposed to listening to the forward.
Yeah.
Right. But, and the only reason I specifically say that is because if I would go back and be like, I'm telling you, the plan B is not going to work. You got to take two of them. Right. At the time I didn't want kids, then I wouldn't have my daughter. And now I want her. You know what I'm saying? Like, it would be a very, I'm like, he's not going to. So
you would go back in time to assassinate your kid.
Hey, yo.
Not like that, but I'm just saying, at the time frame you met it, like, what if they would have popped up the day I found out, you know, right before I got pregnant? Like, you're going
to
get pregnant.
This is the Terminator, pretty much.
Like, no, I'm not trying to be a mom, not knowing I actually now, I'm fucking with her. So I don't, you know, it just depends on when they come back. It can alter things
right.
in your past. I don't want to alter nothing. Hey. So you got to be careful with going back.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this. You see your past self and your future self. With your past self, you can only tell it three things, and with your future self, you can only ask it three things. What are you asking? What would you tell your past self?
Don't eat that shit, nigga.
Future one is what did we do wrong for sure? Like, what did we do wrong for sure? And then what did we do right? I feel like those are easy ones. Because then it's like,
but
I know what to
lead to your rights. You learn from wrong. So if you don't have any of those wrongs, how do you get to your rights? Because everything can't be right.
And right. But that's you talking now. That's you talking now. Like, okay, I like how I am now. All these wrongs led me to this. But if a future you went back and was like, do not do this one thing, I would assume that that one thing not happening might have been better. Even though
but
some wrongs do lead to like good things.
Once you start changing one thing, you ripple the fabric of so many different people's lives in your life. You got to be careful with that.
That's why it's bad if you told your past self, because you might be like, yo, don't do this. And then it ruins everything. You know that at least now it's good. So the future person, especially if you don't like where they are, then you're like, all right, for sure. Yeah. Tell me all the advice.
Okay. Yeah. I'm like, let me pull out your phone. Let me see your bank account balance first. Let me see where you at before you tell me any
advice.
I wouldn't even say nothing to him. I would just watch him for a few days.
You don't have that much time.
You got one day with him.
Mm-hmm. I can watch him for one day. I can see what he on in one day.
You gonna be ready to ask a question? He gonna disappear. All right, watch Christian now. So here's the thing. What about
why do you not trust yourself from the future? You try to watch him like, let me see how this nigga get down.
You can never trust anybody, man. People say things, man. Everybody just says things, bro. You got to watch for yourself.
It's even you, though. Stuff.
Hey, you got to watch.
That's why you needed that one important question. That's he was like, what is it? Yeah. So that you
know
what to do.
Nah. Because he going to tell you, everyone's emotional. They going to tell you how they feel in the moment. He could have had a bad day that day.
Why would he go back in time to tell you some bullshit, though?
Yeah, you got to ask a good question like, hey, man, so top three eaters. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then see what...
Just so he knows.
Everybody, you would waste a question on that?
You know.
You don't need to know that. You can figure that out on your own.
Right. Are you sure? You only got three questions.
No, wait.
That would be the question for him to know who it is,
that's
right?
That's the verification question, right?
That's a verification question. That's I'm putting all up both as a harmony, verse for verse. Let's go, but you got it. I know it's real.
I thought he was saying like, who your top three eaters right now? Let me go meet them. Like at first, I was like, wait, is that verification or? Is that
that's a verification.
That's a taste of the future.
Oh wait, hey, see, that'd be crazy if y'all had different answers. You're like, wait, what was that? You ain't met her yet.
But see, now you're gonna know you're gonna meet her, and now you're gonna mess it up.
Right, because you're so eager, you're gonna be so excited though.
She's gonna be, oh, that guy's a weirdo,
right? Your name's Sandra? You're Sandra? Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Ooh, look at her throat. Ah!
And then the future, you slowly disappears like in the movie. No! No!
I knew I should have told you. See? No! You know what I'm saying? You just gotta watch.
If you could go back and tell your past self something simple, like, listen, take 10 bands and put it in Apple. You know what I'm saying? Like, this kind of shit.
Listen.
How far
take the money aspect out of it, dude, because you're never going to have enough money for you to feel like you adequately saved up or invested enough. So if you take that money out, that element out of it, what would you go back and tell your younger self? I'm talking 20 years younger. What's one thing you would go back and tell your younger self?
Not
money related.
I get what. Wouldn't you tell them to start focusing on comedy right now? Like, wouldn't you just want to improve what you're doing now? What you know you're good at?
It been doing it almost 20 years because I'm 17, 18 years, so that's only a 2 extra year spread. So
hey, that 2 extra years could have got you.
That's the thing though, Mike. It might not be as simple as that because, like, for me, what made me start taking comedy more serious is when I moved my wife and my daughter out. Mm-hmm. Like, I had all the same things I had before they moved out, but them being there, me being responsible for their well-being, lit a different type of fire under me. Mm-hmm. So just going back and saying, take it more seriously, wouldn't necessarily do it. Sometimes it has to be
right things in
that
life
lead up to it. Yeah.
But here's the thing. That's why I said you can't necessarily talk to yourself because they're going to say what their emotions feel. You got to kind of watch. Time. Because think about it. Your parents are your future self. Mm. Your parents already lived that life that you live in at 17. They already kind of lived it a little bit and they try to tell you. Hey,
the generation gap is crazy.
It's different, but they still went to high school. They still had peer pressure. They still had a lot of similarities.
They didn't have social media.
Yeah. And that personality.
They had their form of social media. They might have had a slam book. You remember those? You don't remember those?
I do remember that.
Everybody got their different forms of everything. Them slam books used to ruin lives, man.
Well, we had one, but I'm telling you, I'll never experience what a white woman experienced. So my mom ain't never lived my life.
That's a great point.
All right.
I think parents can really relate to kids. I don't even think our generation can relate to kids.
And you're going to say that to your future self. You're going to say that to your future self. You're going to be like, you can't relate to me.
It's hard for me to take the money.
You don't know me, nigga.
Because if I'm thinking about if health and wealth is like, and you know what I mean, prosperity and good mental space, if those are the things that is important, it's like, okay, listen, put some money over here and don't eat that.
That was my number one thing.
But you know what not to eat now. That's the thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm still eating it.
Why you got to go 20 years in the future to tell yourself not to eat something? BT, what if your future
to keep weight off than to lose it? I mean, BT, it's hard the other way around. If I would have never blown up, then I would be good. But to lose all the weight is way harder than keeping it off, nigga.
But you gonna waste the time travel trip to say don't eat cake?
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
BT,
it's only a waste to you, Pat. You don't know the struggle. He ain't never been big like that. So it's only a waste to him.
But
like,
I'm just saying that advice is the same now. So we could go back to when we were a kid and be like, yo,
hey,
carrots
listen,
and celery.
Still don't eat that. I know it's 20 years later since you see me. Still don't eat that.
Stop getting drunk and going to Jack in the Box every night. Nigga, that's the don't do it.
You're going to come back and be like, oh, I got time.
I think if I would have gotten therapy earlier, it would have made a way bigger difference. I would definitely.
Okay, but what if you weren't funny then? What if you healed all your trauma and weren't funny?
Nah, the trauma's still there. The trauma's still there. You just deal with it, but the trauma's still there.
Yeah, but now you're expressing it properly and it's not funny anymore.
Yeah. Look at him. He's so smart.
Now you're not toxic.
Now your opinion is so bland and vanilla.
Right. It's all old point shit. Nigga ain't find the jokes. Like, where's the jokes?
Y'all ever been hungry?
I'm gonna need that money, my boy.
You know what I'm saying?
I think the future version tell you all this could tell you three things, or you could ask the three things that you need to be very aware of that could be, it could say a lot. You don't know how that future version of you show up.
Exactly.
Future version, you show up with no bionic leg. That word.
Yeah, I see that almost took shit.
Almost you all right?
You okay?
That shit almost kicked you out the Zoom.
the camera was shaking, and he's like, "You might show up without
a." Hey, but here's the trippy, like, Matrix Oracle part. Is going back and telling you not to do something the thing that made you actually end up how you were in the first place? You know what I mean? Like, if I went back and was just like, don't do this, don't do this, that might have been a key thing that made me the way I was before I even went back in the first place.
Yeah.
That's what I've been saying.
Yeah, I like who I am, and I love my life a lot. I'm going to talk to the future, though, to just make sure we didn't this.
I'm not talking to nobody. I'm just observing.
This nigga here.
You don't trust yourself.
It's
crazy.
Not about trust. Nah,
not trusting yourself is craziness.
But what do you get out of watching that you don't think you can get out of just directly talking to yourself?
If I'm watching and that nigga is obese, I'm gonna be like, okay, I'm going back and I'm never stop working out.
That's not even watching. That's just looking at him.
Yeah, that takes 1 second. Not even.
Okay,
that's not
I'm just saying that's just one thing. Then what if he hops into like a hootie? I'm gonna be like, damn, I gotta get my finances in order.
Okay, but nigga, that's stuff that he would go back in time to tell you to fix, though.
He might not. He might be like, no, life is good. Fuck these bitches. He might be. He might be a loser at that point.
Are you healed? Are you healed, Mike?
Exactly. He might be bitter. He might be bitter. He might be a whole a manosphere nigga. And I'm going to be like, damn, is that what I got
to
do?
But he would have used the time travel to fix it then. First of all, why would he go back with his busted car? That's crazy.
No. What if I went to the future to talk to my future self?
That's not how it works.
What if you got to your future self house and it was three niggas on the couch? It was three niggas sitting like this. Like, I have an obsession.
I have an obsession. I need to stop watching porn, man. Damn.
It all started on this episode of Squadcast. Niggas spiraled.
Did it all go wrong?
Doing orgies every weekend, and he's the only person alive there.
Let's put it to a vote, man. What are we going with?
I'm talking to the future. What was that? What was the question?
You can go back in time, or spend an hour with your future self or your past self. Future. I mean, not an hour, the whole day.
Future.
Dirty
Sprite. That'd be crazy if that was really the question. You just go and spend an hour with Future. Like, this nigga sucks.
He lost his power when he cut his locks, man. Niggas don't believe it anymore.
That nigga just bothers you for an hour.
Just get you to do ad-libs. Just ad-libs, random ad-libs.
That nigga is not fun at all.
That nigga don't have no cups.
Get out of here, man. What you want the people to know about Kingsley?
Kingsley Fest is July 20th through the 27th. We gonna do a bunch of stuff. There's a party, there's game night, there's obviously comedy shows and music shows and jet skiing, escape rooms. We gonna go pretty bananas that week. We going jet skiing, baby. Okay. So yeah, pull up Kingsley Fest if you was looking for a reason to come to LA, or you in LA, now's the time. 20th through the 27th.
All right, there it is. Kenesha Buss, you got something coming up. Let the people know what you got going on, baby.
Chicago people, I'll be headlining Riddles July 13th if this is out between then and now. But if not, they're
it
fucking.
will be.
I'm on a new sitcom, highly favored, and it is popping. Right. Make sure you go watch it; it's very funny. And still watch my Comcast special, Xfinity Microphone Masters, and follow me on Instagram so I can post everything up. And I'm in a new documentary about Black women and motherhood and the things that take place. And it is phenomenal by Jim Pinto. Hey, so
that's
all
dope.
That will be posted. Yes. So come on out and see.
That is.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Because it reminded me, Houston Improv Labor Day weekend.
Right.
Improv Labor Day weekend for BT Kingsley. Mike, damn. New video out right now, man. You've been dropping these bad boys back to back. I mean, this makes three this year, right?
Two, but another one coming.
Okay.
As you
okay,
can see, I've been upgraded. I've been working on my cinematography. You know, I got random things in the house. So look out for the new visuals coming out on my social medias and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
That is. Pat, you got anything you want the people to check?
Yes. My new show, Planet Sandwich, is airing this week. This will be a week later, but Planet Sandwich every single week.
That is a great name for a show. How is that? That show can be about anything that I'd watch.
Right, like what is that about?
Make sure you keep your eyes out for my new special, Aging Out, and as well as the tour, Aging Out. Other than that, man, we appreciate y'all. We'll see y'all. What's up, BT?
Mike and Pat, y'all performing music at Kingsley Fest? Huh? To hear? Huh? Kanisha? Huh?
I don't have nothing music before, okay. But yeah.
Niggas told me no in live, or really in person. That's crazy.
Nah, that's crazy, man. I suck at performance, so I'm not doing it right now.
I that's can the DJ. Whole reason to do it.
Nah, you need a DJ, let me know.
Both of them DJ, too. There you go. You in there like Bootyhead, baby. Yeah, anyway, what is that, Pat? You got a whole setup now?
Yeah, that's the whole setup. You see it?
Oh, I ain't even know, my boy. I ain't know you.
Yeah, let's see your room, Pat. Boy. Your empty water bottles.
That'd be crazy if there was a white nigga sprawled out somewhere. Else, right?
A real white nigga too, just like.
Like, oh yeah, I'm part of that club.
All right, y'all. We appreciate y'all. We'll see y'all next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.